bodies are cold, the prizes are hot, and you get warmer with every clue in the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Listen mornings at 7:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we're getting rolling here for today. Norm will be at Volvo of Dallas.
Norm?
That's at I-35 in Frankfort in Carrollton. He'll be there this Friday with his presentation from 10 until noon. He will have ticket t-shirts for you to register to win, as well as a nice Speed Zone gift card. He will be celebrating the all-new Volvo S40. And to do so, Volvo of Dallas will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Rough Riders every hour on the 40, starting at 10:40 Friday morning. And he'll have free food from Vista Ridge Chipotle. So go see Norm at Volvo of Dallas.
Are we supposed to mention who brought stuff up here today?
Well, we have a 40 liner for them coming up here in a couple of hours. Cool. I figured we'd do it then.
Cool. I'm looking forward to this segment right here.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I don't know how interesting people are going to find this.
I think they're going to find it.
I'll tell you that right now. But I did something last night that I've never done before. Back in the day when this would have been of particular usefulness to me, they didn't really have these.
Let me ask you a question.
Cars?
This is...
Yeah.
All right, I'm not going to put...
I drove.
I'm not going to put up with that.
What?
Just shooting the wheels off. And now that you're in a band now, is it easier now to do things in a band? Is there more opportunities and... Like gear and technology and...
It is night and day. And I know Danny doesn't believe this, and I tell him this all the time. But I'm like Feach LaManna. You know? I am. I tell all the guys in the band that I'm like Feach LaManna. You know, I've been away for 20 years, and all of a sudden, I'm back in the game.
Can I make
and
an on-air...
I don't know what to do.
Can I make an on-air suggestion? We could have a good roundtable that I think a lot of people would get into on this subject. Like, you can get, you Ryan's one of the other members of Petty Theft that's your age that played in bands back then, and get Danny and maybe Carter or somebody to come up here and have an old/new band
fight.
Scene roundtable.
Have a twist combos now and then roundtable.
Yeah. That would be fascinating to me. I mean, because like when you played, there was no such thing as Deep Elm or that scene.
No.
And there was like just a handful of places you could play, right? You know, now any swinging D out there that can put out a CD can play somewhere. I think that'd be fascinating. I guarantee you the P1s would eat that alive. Or maybe it'd suck. I don't know.
I'd be up for that.
Well, last night, over at Brook Mays, they had a drum clinic.
Now, 20 years ago?
A drum clinic.
Now, 20 years ago, did they have drum clinics?
Nah, the drum clinics were few and far between around here. Right?
Drum clinic.
You're right.
Drum clinic.
Yeah, you're
right?
Saying it right.
So what the hell is a drum clinic?
Well, what they do is they get a well-known drummer in there, and he explains to whoever shows up exactly how he plies his craft, tells stories of things that he has done, talks about gear, talks about technique, this, that, and the other, things that are of interest only to those who do that.
Q&A?
Hence probably the limited interest in this segment. But the drummer in Petty Theft, the great Kent Coleman, started talking this up last week, and he drugged me out to it. And I'm very glad I went, because the drummer in question here, conducting
Pearl
this
Jam.
Clinic, was was none other than the great Kenny Aronoff. For those who don't know, he is probably best known as the guy who, for a long time, was the drummer of Johnny Cougar. He's kind of a...
Bald?
Yeah.
Ing?
Well, no, he goes with the shaved look these
days. Oh, really? He doesn't have the side hair?
Right. This is him.
Playing acoustic?
He's a groove master.
He is a groove meister. And that's how he described himself. He is a player of songs. But he was conducting this clinic, and that was the object of attraction for me, because I think Kenny Aronoff is just great. As everybody does. He's one of those drummers that when you see him play, you notice him. Whether you know who he is or there are give a flip about drums and drummers or not. When you see Kenny Aronoff back there plying his craft, you notice him.
He gets it in this song.
And he played on all the Johnny Cougar songs from back in the day. Since then, he has played with Bob Seger, Smashing Pumpkins, Melissa Etheridge, who he's playing with right now. And that's what brought him to our fair bird. She was rolling through here last weekend. And, gosh, one or two others.
It's pretty diverse. Crowd. He's a guy that can get a gig with anyone at any time.
Because he is a groove meister.
Is he 50?
Is he 50?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how old he is. I'm thinking he's around 40, but he might be a little older.
I mean, if you can drum with Melissa Etheridge, Bob Seger, Johnny Cougar, and then go to the Smashing Pumpkins and all that wild scene they had going on, you got something happening.
Well, here is what he did. He had a computer set up there, a laptop, and what he would do is play along with various songs that he has recorded over the years.
So he had his kit set up there.
He had his kit set up. And
was that pretty cool?
It was very cool. And he would play along with, you know, various cuts that he's been on, some of which, or actually most of which, I didn't know. One of which was by Alice Cooper. Another of which was by Cinderella.
He played on Cinderella?
Yeah, he did. He did. But then he whips out this thing he did with the Buddy Rich Big Band, which was just like hardcore swinging jazz, you know? Hardcore swinging big band jazz. And the guy is just amazing. I mean, because he is a master of every one of those different styles. I mean, he does this, and then he sveltly segues like it's nothing into that Buddy Rich thing.
Did anyone ask him what he likes the best? Or did he tell what style of music he likes the best?
Well, that specific question wasn't really asked, but, I mean, he described himself as a player of songs. He said that he is not there to be a star. He is there to embellish the song and do whatever makes the song sound good. And that's
like a godsend to have somebody like that.
And that's what he's all about.
Did you ask any questions?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't ask any questions. I sat and watched.
I thought you were going to ask him if he hit his weed and his kick drum like you used to.
No. No.
Snake.
People are enjoying this segment.
The opportunity to do that.
I think that's a fair question, actually.
Thank you.
It may be, but that is a question that never really crossed my mind. I was so in awe of the guy that I wouldn't dream of asking him that.
When you get around somebody like that, are you more in awe of them and more, I don't want to say freaked out or whatever, because you've been around the greatest athletes of this time. I mean, you've interviewed Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Nolan Ryan. Did they intimidate you more, a great musician? I mean, would he intimidate you? I don't want to say intimidate, but just make you more uneasy than the best athletes, because think all the athletes you've covered. I mean, you've covered all the big ones.
Well, I was not particularly at ease with Johnny Unitas that day.
Well, I
was cowering a bit around him.
I guarantee you, you're a lot more uncomfortable around great musicians that you respect and athletes.
You know what? I can't really think of any athlete that's ever freaked me out, unless it be like Johnny Unitas or Roger Staubach or somebody that I grew up watching. Like athletes now, like Michael Jordan, that wouldn't faze me. Wouldn't faze me. Tiger Woods, that wouldn't faze me. But the old ones, now that's the ones that, like Willie Mays, that would get to me.
Like if you had a chance to visit with Ted Williams, you know, maybe that would, a few years before he died, when he had it together and could, you know, really give you a good interview.
That would have intimidated me and freaked me out.
That would have me too.
More so than a Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney.
But like Bobby, but like Barry Bonds. I could just sit here and talk to Barry Bonds, and that wouldn't intimidate me one single bit. But you bring Paul McCartney in here, I might not be able to speak.
I think we're all that way.
Well, Kenny Aronoff seemed like a very normal guy. I mean, he didn't seem like he'd be particularly intimidating or anything at all.
Was this a nerd convention?
A lot of drum nerds there.
I can't believe you didn't try to talk to him.
No.
Or was it just not that type of scene where you could?
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'd have wanted to ask a question, I certainly could have.
That kind of surprises me. I would think that you, because you've been an admirer ever since I've known you. You've been an admirer of his.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of his, no doubt about it. But, I don't know, I was just more interested in watching the guy play.
Did he do more playing than talking, or about the same?
Well, it was about the same. He played about, I don't know, 8-10 songs.
But they already have the drums mic'd up?
Oh, yeah. So
they didn't do a mic check?
No. There was no drum sound check. That had been already done. John Fogerty is another guy that he's played with. Recently, too.
Did he talk about why that he's not with John Mellencamp anymore?
Yeah, he did. He did. In fact, Kent, the guy that I was with, asked him that question. And he said that, you know, that he's a player. And players play. And it was getting to the point where John was wanting to do less. And he wants to do more. He's a guy that likes to play all the time, and he's very in demand for sessions and stuff. And he's told us how exacting some of these guys can be in their sessions.
Did he name any names?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, he did. He said that, you know, we all may think that Cinderella are a bunch of jerk-offs, but they're really not.
Didn't they have their own drummer?
Cinderella?
Yeah.
Didn't they have their own drummer?
What brought that up?
He played with them. We just mentioned
that. Yeah, we just mentioned that. He played a song that he recorded with Cinderella last night.
Wow.
He didn't tour with them, did he?
No, he didn't tour with them. But, you know.
Sometimes
groups like that will run somebody else in to play a song here or there. Like maybe, who knows what the circumstances might be.
Maybe their drummer sucks.
Yeah, maybe that, or maybe he was having trouble with that particular song. But he said that they were very exact what they wanted.
How defeating would that be for go on the road, you get your picture made with the band, but when they get ready to put out an album, like, no.
Not so much,
no,
buddy.
No, you sit over here, and we're going to have somebody else play it. How defeating.
So back to the nerd thing. Was it a nerd convention, kind of drum nerdy?
There were quite a few serious drummers there.
That makes it a nerd? I mean, why do you want to play with a nerd?
No. A nerd being just somebody who's really into a certain thing. Just all over it.
Like, you know, a drum nerd.
Like a Star Trek nerd.
You guys are baseball nerds.
Right.
Of the highest order.
Yes, we are.
Proud of it.
Yeah.
Work
that's
it.
Right. That's how you
try
use,
real hard.
That's how
I embrace my baseball nerd status.
I am the god of baseball!
So, what is it? I always like to turn this into money. What does a guy like this make a lot of money?
I'm sure he does very well.
He's probably
between playing all these gigs and playing with all these people that he plays with and doing all these sessions that he does, a lot of which we never even hear.
Right. So, he's working 365 days a year?
If he wants to. He said that he's got drums set up at studios in Los Angeles, New York, Nashville, somewhere in Europe, I think he said Berlin or somewhere like that, and in Indiana.
No kidding.
And he might be plying his craft in any one of those places at any given time.
So if somebody on the West Coast, if they want him, he'll say, okay, I'm at this studio. Come record me. That's how they do that?
And another thing he said was that a lot of guys, a lot of producers and stuff, will take stuff that he has played and has never been used before, or for whatever reason didn't get used, and they'll put it with somebody else. Michelle Branch is another one.
Does he get paid for that?
Oh, yes.
So once you record
if the producer's on the up and up, he does.
But they could steal from you.
Yeah, they can.
Oh, that'd be pisser.
They can. I don't think that's ever happened to him, though. His grooves are pretty distinctive. But it was good stuff,
very interesting, man.
It was good stuff.
Very, very interesting.
It was a lot of fun. Even though my window for drumming is probably gone and ain't coming back anytime soon, it was very eye-opening. Well, an eye-opening game in the association last night was played. Another one will be played tonight. We will probably hear a little bit about one or the other, if not both, on the ticket ticker, which is right around the corner.